You know, they want to go faster. They want to run the trails. They put exhaust on them. They do all those things. I could hear when they were test riding from across from where we were. Like I said, I love to do it. I enjoy doing it as much as anybody, but I think everybody here has livestock around them. I know a lot of these guys have cattle. We all have horses. We ride horses out there. Man, it's tough when you're going to have those side-by-sides racing up and down there. Are they going to get rid of it being a bike trail on JJ? The state, is that going to go away? You know, just because of traffic. It just will not be safe when you put that much traffic out there. So those are some of my concerns, and I know everybody's going to preach family things and safe and fun, but unfortunately, I've been around a lot of them, and there's definitely some big concerns out there. And I know it brings in great revenue for the county and everybody around, but when it's in your backyard and you got a farm, it's tough to farm and raise horses and cattle when you've got those things racing around there. I mean, I race dirt cars and I race side-by-sides, and I know what it's like. So I'm afraid there'll be a lot of people when those things come out there. You get cattle out and they're out over there. They're, you know, it's getting loud and your horses are running through the fence. You know, that's going to be a little bit of an issue. So thank you guys.
All right,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next row.
I'm Gary Wakefield. I own the corporation that sold this property, Wings of Dawn Limited, and I sold 1,400 acres. And concerning this request for a conditional use permit to change the use of the 1,400 acres you purchased from Wings of Dawn, this was to Jeff Love of Manfield. When you purchased the 14 acres, you assured my wife and I you would leave zoning as is. You and your family was going to use the property as we now use it, riding four-wheelers, hiking, hunting, and family general enjoyment. What has caused your thinking to change? We both have honored our existing contract to date, and Wings of Dawn will continue to do so. Also, concerning the property acreage north of the resident, that it looks approximately 50 acres. You signed a document that stated that this drawing wasn't correct. It was put on there by the realtor, and it would be changed when the survey is complete. And hopefully that should be soon. We've been waiting since June for it.
For the survey?
Yeah. And that's the property right there north of that. My house is that loop right.
Bottom left corner of the screen. Yeah, go down. Bottom left corner.
The thing looks like a U.
Where the house is?
Right
there. Above that.
Yeah, that piece above that. Right there. Any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Should I leave this, the copy of this here?
If you want to leave it, you can bring it up
to
us.
Yeah, you can read it a couple of times.
Keep it on file. Good evening.
Good evening, Commissioners. I'm Travis Wakefield. I'm Gary's son. Also part owner of Wings of Dawn. Also owner of other corporations that have land adjoining the property and in the process of purchasing the additional Wings of Dawn's property that was not sold to them. To start with, there is already a UTV, ATV riding park on the south end of JJ Highway in Arkansas called Hog Wild. They draw enough business to be open a few days a week during the summertime, or a few days a month during the summertime, a few more days during the fall and spring seasons. That's it. They're not doing a big draw. They're advertising all over. So I don't know, what they're going to do different there as far as advertising and promoting. But to start with, first, this is a premature application due to the fact that the contract to purchase has not been finalized, the survey is not done, and is not finished. The total acreage is 1,400 acres, not 1,453 acres. The property north of Wings of Dawn's house or Mom and Dad's house is not included in the property that they are purchasing. And there's a separate agreement on that, which Dad mentioned. Now I'll go on to some of these other things here. When I first met with people doing the dozer work for Jeff Love, Jason and Kayla, that I told them they needed to get with the Missouri DNR to find out what types of permits they needed and needed to follow the DNR's best practices for building trails and roads and watershed protection. They waited until someone reported them to the county to find out if they needed any permits. That's not the correct way to do things. When we go in and do a development someplace, last one we did was Brookings, South Dakota. First people we're meeting with are the county commissioners, the county planning and zoning and everything else to get everything lined out. That's just common practice. My main concern on this piece of property is endangered, threatened, and rare species of plants and wildlife found on the property, many of which have been identified by and for different government agencies. The 1,400 acres has been managed to promote endangered, threatened, and rare species of plants and wildlife for over 35 years. Jeff Love was told this when he was first shown the property and has been told this numerous times. We have performed many site surveys for government agencies regarding the habitat for different bats and other wildlife. To date, they have dozed endangered plants and have dozed down through a creek spring which has endangered minnow darters in it. And I have informed the dozer operators, that they've did this when I meet with them upon different occasions. This hasn't became a big issue, but I am very concerned about the flora and fauna out there. Here's but a small list of some of the endangered and threatened and rare species of plants and wildlife that have been found on the property. Collared lizard, eastern hellbenders, Ozark hellbenders, grotto salamander, Mead's milkweed, decurrent false alder, fringe prairie orchids, both eastern and western, Missouri bladder pods, Bush's coneflower, Ozark coneflower, Bush's poppy mallow, western daisy, Ignorum long, however you pronounce it, the umbrella plant. It's a type of wild oak that grows. Ash juniper, which is only found in four counties in the entire world. Taney stone and Boone and Carroll counties, Arkansas. Hinds emerald dragonfly, spotted skunk, gray bat, Illinois brown bat, Indiana bat, northern long-eared bat, Ozark big-eared bat, long-nosed darter, redfin darter, blue-striped darter, Arkansas saddle darter, Ozark cavefish, Meek's crayfish, black vultures, and the palliated woodpeckers, which they take about approximately four mated pair on the property. They take 260 acres of undisturbed land in order for them to establish a breeding pair. Now, these are great concerns of mine. If we're going to wait that out, that's just a horrendous thing. I am requesting a complete endangered and threatened and rare species study be done on the property. I know we've started it. I know we've been working with different government agencies on it from the federal and state level and that. And these species need to be protected. Whether they do the development or not there, they still need to protect these species because they are endangered and threatened and rare. So, and the main thing is this is a premature application. Now, there's still an open contract there. So if you approve something, it's going to be changing on the acreage, changing the entire layout. Are they going to come back and reapprove it again? Or, that's my biggest concerns right there with the property. There's many other endangered species out there that I haven't listed, but those are just some I have on government, paperwork that we have and that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next row. Either of you signed up to speak?
If I'm the last man, I'll get them.
Well, is there anyone? Are you wanting to speak, sir, or you're good? Okay. It's your turn.
Thank you.
My name is Don Ingram. I have a law office in Branson, Missouri. I'm here speaking on behalf of Michelle Wilson. She's a landowner out there in this area that we're talking about. I've got a copy of the application from the Planning and Zoning Commission and just kind of going through it and listening to what's going on here this evening, and particularly the comments of the Wakefields. The things that caught my eye about this, it looks like this is kind of a Mickey Mouse operation, the way this plan has been submitted. And if somebody will go through and take the time to look at this application, I think they'll say that you'll see that. Number one, and Travis has already referenced this, on 10-12, DNR went out there because there had been a complaint about grading going on. They hadn't gotten a grading permit. They hadn't gotten anything. They finally got a grading permit on 10-26, and it's in the packet. They got a warning letter from DNR on 11-16. Telling them that they weren't doing things properly, they weren't doing things right. To my knowledge, I don't know whether there's ever been a response to that letter or not. The other things that I would also mention, if you look at the application and the different names that are frequently used, they're never the same. For example, the actual owner on the deed that they got from the Wakefields is Mansview LP. On the application that was submitted to your commission, they have Mansview LLC. Those are separate entities. That's not the same thing. On the engineering report from Roselle Engineering, Elysian Capital, I don't know who Elysian Capital is, but they say on that report that's who the owner of the land is. There's no consistency throughout this application. They make reference to a Texplex that's going to operate this thing, and the thing that they put in there didn't make sense to me when I read it. I don't know whether this is the people from Texas that are going to come up here and do it, or whether it's some of the individuals from there. The other thing is a lot of this property, actually this property is now primarily agricultural and residential. You've got traffic concerns on that road. I've been on that road before. In fact, I was out there just recently. I used to ride my bicycle out there, and I got to thinking I was pretty stupid to be riding my bicycle on that road. It's pretty narrow. It's not a lot of extra room or not a lot to ride anything out there, actually. Last thing I would mention also, that none of these entities, as far as I could see and I've checked, are authorized to do business in the state of Missouri. I think before you start making these applications and going to do a project of this size, you need to do your due diligence and you need to do your homework and you need to show that you're for real and you're just not somebody coming in here operating on a shoestring thinking maybe they can run this thing through the Planning Commission, then do who knows what with it. I don't have any other comments. If anybody has any questions about what I've referenced here and the paperwork that I've gotten from the Planning Commission, I'll be glad to comment on it. Yes, Tom?
Who got a letter from the DNR? I mean, these guys are just trying to buy it yet, right?
I don't.
They're talking about somebody that's already done some.
Well, they've already been out there working on it. They've already been out there grading and working on it.
They don't own it.
There's
one final thing to do on the quote, is to finalize the survey. And the total amount of acres, either more or less, you know how that goes. They pay a little more.
Yeah.
They get a little back.
And I think also on the copy of the deed that I got from the Planning Commission, I don't think has been recorded yet either. So that would be consistent with what the Wakefields are referencing.
Recorded on 6/17/2022 at 9:41 a.m.
It was recorded? Okay, I'll take that back then.
It's the deed but that we got.
It's still not the same entity that they're saying is the applicant.
Mansville LP.
And this is Mansview LLC that's on the application.
Mansville LLC.
That's a different entity. And then the engineering report is to Elysian Capital, who supposedly is the owner on that document.